Nolte, Disney grooming syndicate lays off hundreds, including 150 Pixar employees. By John Nolte on July 21, 2026. There's good news this Tuesday morning. The Disney grooming syndicate continues to shrink amid massive layoffs throughout its evil empire, including 150 job cuts at Pixar. Disney is cutting several hundred positions, with Pixar and National Geographic among the divisions most affected by the move, reports the far-left entertainment media. Tuesday's layoffs come as ESPN also has let go of staffers as a result of a deal with the NFL. Across Disney Entertainment Television, the number of jobs cut is just under 100, the report adds. Most of the affected employees were at National Geographic, both at the cable network as well as editorial and operations. About a dozen ABC News staffers have been impacted, with isolated layoffs in other debt divisions. After losing 125 employees in May of last year, Pixar just got hit with 150 new layoffs. And before you run for your violin, remember that these are the same Pixar employees who made Buzz Lightyear the hero of a lesbian romance, in a movie targeted at little kids. Bye, demons. The bad news is that some 4,000 people still work at Pixar. The good news, although no one else is saying this, is that, here's an educated guess, these layoffs have as much to do with Disney's stagnant stock price as AI. Year over year, Disney's stock is down 24%. Teehee. Then there's the looming AI revolution that is going to replace a ton of entertainment jobs, especially those who work in computer graphics, which is the only kind of movie Pixar makes. Instead of employing all these artists to manipulate each and every pixel, AI will allow Pixar to merely give a computer specific instructions about what it wants. That's the future. In addition to computer animation, AI will soon replace CGI in creating all backgrounds, sets, exotic countries, and world building, including in live-action movies. And don't think for a second that Pixar will need actors to voice these characters. Toy Story stars Tim Allen, Tom Hanks, and the rest will eventually be offered a massive pile of money in a form of immortality to sell their voices to Disney forever so Disney can make Toy Story 53 in the year 2365. And if Tom Hanks doesn't sell his voice, someday his heirs will. The inevitable AI wipeout will happen just like that famous saying around bankruptcy, slowly, and then all at once. Disney is openly and aggressively grooming, sexualizing, and queering little kids. Everything bad they deserve.